Module 3, Biological Diversity, the Effects of the Environment on Organisms. Evolution is the development and changes of organisms over time, how all life on Earth is descendant of simpler organisms. When a selection pressure impacts on the species, those that are adapted will survive to reproduce and pass on the suitable variation. The source of variation is DNA mutation. The Wallace Line is an imaginary boundary which runs between Australia and the Asian islands and the mainland. Marks the point of difference in species along the line, contains a mix between species and hybrids. The process of natural selection is variation within the species, selection pressures and environmental changes, survival of the fittest, genetic frequency within the population, species will continue to evolve, and speciation. Selection pressures are external agents which can affect an organism's ability to survive in a given environment, may not remain constant, and beneficial to adaptation. Humans are selection pressures, which includes industrial practices, land clearance, agriculture, artificial food selection, and aesthetic value. Resource availability includes food, shelter, and reproduction. Environmental conditions includes temperature, weather, and access. Biological factors include predator, prey, pathogens. Selection pressures are density dependent or independent. Dependent factors include predators, availability of resources, nutrient supply, disease and pathogen spread, and the accumulation of waste. This is also referred to the acronym as PANDA. Independent selection pressures include phenomena such as natural disasters, abiotic factors, and weather conditions. This acronym is also used as PAWR. Changes in population of organisms due to selection pressures. So for this case study, we'll be looking at king toads, also known as Buffo marinus, which are native to South America, and they are predators to insects and small prey. They were introduced to Australia as a biological control to beetles and cane sugar in 1935. The cane toads were successful in Australia due to rapid dispersal, rapid reproduction, they were highly adaptable, and they had a lack of predators. It turned out to be a biological disaster as the cane toads predated on native and introduced species and amphibians, reptiles and birds, for example, the death adder and the black snake. Two large parotid glands are in the cane toad and they release a toxic compound. They lived in areas of high rainfall, tropical temperatures, evolving to tolerate cooler climates. 10% of cane toad species evolved longer spine and legs to enable fast pace to receive the first meal, increasing spinal arthritis in old age. Cane toads now travel 1 kilometre per night, opposed to the original 40 to 60 kilometres per year. The prickly pear is native to South America and was introduced from the first fleet in 1788 for cochlear red dye for clothing industry. They were spread by birds distributing seed cuttings of the plant. The selection pressure was Cactoblastis cactorum, a caterpillar, which was successful in eradicating the plant in Queensland and New South Wales. It became successful biological control. The population size, growth and density, which includes births, also known as natality, deaths, known as mortality, immigration, entering a population, and emigration, leaving a population. Geographic distribution includes all the places a particular species can be found. Population density includes the number of individuals per unit of area or volume. Exponential growth includes the rapid increase in the size of a population, shown as a J shape on a curve. Abiotic factors, these are both physical and chemical. Physical includes light, temperature, weather, shelter, topography, and chemical includes water, chemical compounds, and iron supply. Biotic factors include competition, predation, disease, parasitism, land clearance, climate change, and pollutants. Adaptation occurs due to genetic mutations in the DNA, either spontaneously or mutagens, to increase an organism's chance of survival. These can be structural, physiological, or behavioural adaptations. Structural, including anatomical, morphological features. Physiological, including metabolite functions, and behavioural, including actions in response to the environment. Most Australian native plants are adapted to conditions of low water availability and extreme temperatures. These adaptations allow plants to conserve water, grow in low fertility soils, cope with temperature fluctuations, and the increasing saline concentrations. Australian plants are known as evergreen. Introduced plants are deciduous, meaning they lose their leaves. Australian native plant structural features. Okay, the leaves. The leaf shape can be a flat blade. It can have a thick waxy cuticle used for protection. It can have stomates on the underside of the leaf. They can have sunken stomates to prevent water loss. Hairy leaves and needle-like leaves, which are used for protection. In the stems and trunks, they can have thick bark or lenticels. In the root system, they have an extensive, deep, with many root hair cells. Dry environment adaptations, these are known as xerophytes, include sunken stomates, extensive root systems, stomatal hairs, leaf spines, and rolled leaves. Tropical environment adaptations include thick bark, pointed leaf ends, epiphytes, thick waxy cuticle, and buttressing stilt prop roots. Cold environment adaptations include needles, waxy cuticles, reduced leaf size, and leaf abscissions. Plant physiological adaptations relate to processes such as water conservation / loss, photosynthesis, flowering plants, processes such as hormones along with stomate function. Physiological features include crassulation acid, deciduous plants, dark colouring, stomate closure, vernalization, tropism, antifreeze proteins, vertical orientation of leaves, horizontal orientation in cold, salt regulation, and dormancy of the plant. Tropisms include the growth in response to stimulus using hormones. A positive tropism grows towards the stimulus and a negative grows away from stimulus. This includes the phototropism, which is to light, geotropism to gravity, hydrotropism to water, chemotropism to chemicals, thermotropism to temperature, and thigmotropism to touch. Xerophytes adapted to living in low water available areas to prevent water loss or store water. For example, the cactus, aloe, urophobia, and some grasses and some perennial bulbs. They feature reduced transpiration rate, which is due to reduced leaf areas, increasing the humidity around stomates, and a thick cuticle. So, for example, reduced leaf area would include the spines on cacti, marum grasses, which have sunken stomates with increasing humidity, and for a thick cuticle would be the agave. Halophytes, the ability to tolerate salt, moving ions to root to create internal hypertonic environment to reduce water potential than surrounding. For example, mangroves, evergreen shrubs, herbs, and some perennial plants. Animal structural adaptations include body shape, tails, flippers, fluke, spines, dentition, skeletal framework, sensory receptors, body covering, ear size, coat patterns, orientation of eyes, and exoskeleton. Animal physiological adaptations include vasodilation or vasoconstriction, camouflage, toxin tolerance, osmoregulation, countercurrent, bioluminescence, torpor, shivering / sweating, disease resistance, reproductive mechanisms, enantiostasis, oxygen storage, pheromone release, nocturnal activity. Animal behavioural adaptations include migrations, territorial behaviour, defence displays, hive construction, evaporative cooling, reproductive behaviour, communication, burrowing, seeking shade, and huddling. Charles Darwin is a British naturalist, and Alfred Wallace introduced the evolution by natural selection through observing variation between species. All species produce more offspring than the environment can support, and most offspring fail to survive. Individuals with higher survival traits have higher probability of survival and reproduction. Frequency of suitable trait will increase and predominate within the population. Charles Darwin travelled on the HMS Beagle in 1831 to 1836 to South America, the Galapagos Islands, and Australia. He observed finches, which were convergent evolution based on beak size, diet, and environmental effects. Darwin's finches. From the original ancestral finch, a split occurred based on diet and availability. These include plants, which they were vegetarian, insects, were tool users and non-tool users, seeds, large, small, ground, cactus, large cactus ground, and insects, coccus and warbler. Evolution by natural selection. The four eons of the geological timescale include the Hadean era, which is from 4.5 to 3.8 billion years ago, which was very active, no life, and the formation of oceans occurred. Second was the Archaean eon, which occurred 3.8 to 2.5 billion years ago, which is where the first unicellular life occurred. Seeds and minerals were also produced. The third was the Proterozoic eon, which was 2.5 to 0.5 billion years ago, which included oxygen production and continental mass. And the fourth eon is the Phanerozoic, which is 0.5 to the present, which included the introduction of large fossils and the explosion of life. Eons can be broken down into eras, which can be broken down into periods, which can be broken down into epochs. Each division in the geological timescale is based on a major evolutionary development, mass extinction events, and new organisms. Prokaryotic to eukaryotic, simple to complex, single to multicellular, and aquatic to terrestrial. A method of relating timing and relationship between events that have occurred in the Earth's history. This timescale breaks down events from the past 4.5 billion years. Major stages in evolution are based on the fossil record, first including the formation of organic molecules, which occurred 4.0 billion years ago, the formation of membranes, which was 4.0 to 3.5 billion years ago, prokaryotic heterotrophic cells, which was 3.5 to 2.5 billion years ago, prokaryotic autotrophic cells, which was 2.5 to 2 billion years ago, eukaryotic cells and colonial cells, which was 1.5 billion years ago, and multicellular organisms, which is 1.0 to 0.5 billion years ago. Microevolution is the change in genome or gene pool of a species in a relatively short time period. It occurs due to mutation, migration, genetic drift, and natural selection. Affects gene frequencies of a population. Microevolution is encouraged by mutation, migration, genetic drift, and natural selection. Speciation is the evolution of a new species forming from an ancestral species, a new and distinct species. The fossil record for some species is both can be complete or incomplete. For example, a complete fossil record would be the horse, which is traced to an Eopus as the ancestral species and contains transition fossils up to the modern day equine genus. An incomplete fossil record is the platypus. These are monotremes split from mammals around 80 million years ago, with minimal to no transition fossils for the fossil record. Divergent evolution is when organisms come from a common ancestor and separate and experience different environments and selection pressures. Eventually, speciation occurs, maintaining similar genetic information. Convergent evolution. Genetically unrelated organisms evolve in similar environments and evolve to similar adaptations. Speciation does not occur in these organisms. Punctuated equilibrium. marked by isolated episodes of rapid evolution and speciation between long periods of no or little change. Fossil evidence shows little change over long periods of time during which new species appear and rapidly replace the pre-existing species. Darwin proposed the rate of evolution was slow and gradual. S.J. Gould presented the theory of punctuated equilibrium in 1974. Phyletic gradualism, which is Darwin's proposed theory of the rate of evolution, is a linear graph increasing in over time. Punctuated equilibrium shows the increasing rate of species and then a state of stasis, where a species finds a almost equilibrium and continues up and increases each species and each time it evolves. The stages of punctuated equilibrium include stasis, isolation, strong selection and rapid change, no preservation, reintroduction, expansion and stasis, and the preservation. Evidence for evolution. Fossils are the main form of evidence and biochemical analysis of extant organisms and enable scientists to accurately determine evolutionary relationships. These include paleontology, biogeography, comparative anatomy, comparative embryology, and biochemistry. Paleontology. Aquatic organisms are most likely to be fossilized in sedimentary rock. For fossilization to occur, rapid burial of organisms, little or no decay of organisms, little or no disturbance of sediments. This includes petrification, recrystallization, karst, ice preservation, hard parts, which includes teeth and bone, carbonization, molds, mummification, amber preservation, and imprints. So the sediment forms in layers, and due to tectonic movement and erosion and discovery, fossils can be found. Transitional form fossils. So the lobe fin fish, structural features of both fish and amphibian, had lungs with amphibian ribs, pelvis, and limb bones, and evolved for support on land. The Archaeopteryx has characteristics of both bird and reptiles, teeth and reptilian skeletal structure with bird features, wing feathers, wishbone, and tail. Biogeography fossil remains as evidence for continental drift. Organisms such as ratites, which are flightless birds, are found on separated Gondwanan continents, which indicates common ancestry. Ratites, flatless birds, indicate a link between emu, cassowary, ostrich, kiwi, and rhea. Example of evidence for evolution, which is via biogeography. Comparative anatomy is the similarity between structures indicating a common ancestor. Homologous structures include the pentadactyl limb, which is invertebrates, seed structures in plants, vestigial structures of organs and tissues, analogous structures, vertebrae, heart, and brain structure. The pentadactyl limb. All tetrapods have 5 digits at some stage in development, aquatic and terrestrial. Several species of vertebrates have the pentadactyl limb, indicating strong ancestry. These include humans, cows, whales, bats, frogs, lizards, and birds. Vertebrates descended from primitive amphibians, which evolved 3-part limbs. This trait has persisted in all terrestrial vertebrates. Due to evolution via natural selection, these limbs have adapted to function in a range of environments. Comparative embryology. All vertebrae embryos are similar in early stages of development, of the gills, tails, with homologous structures. The same genes from common ancestors are switched on in all early embryos, in vertebrate classes, and in plants. Biochemistry. All organisms contain similar organic compounds based on hereditary and cell function of DNA and enzyme production. DNA, amino acid sequences, and proteins are similar, and the more similar, the more closely related they are. Other types of biochemistry include amino acid sequencing, DNA hybridization, molecular clocks, DNA sequencing with nucleotide bases, chromosome comparison, and phylogenetic trees, which includes DNA and RNA. relative dating is qualitative and includes the law of superposition. Sedimentary rocks form the oldest layer of rock at the bottom, and the top layer is the youngest. This is not always accurate due to movement and erosion. Indicator fossils can also be used to date and compare fossils. Absolute dating is the quantitative and the most accurate measure of radioisotopes within rock. For example, carbon-14 decays into a half-life of nitrogen-14 every 5,730 years, used to date recently formed fossils. Rapid evolution occurs due to selection pressures. For example, the peppered moth, industrialization impact on black and white population, and the allele frequency distribution. Insecticide resistance. The use of DDT on mosquitoes developed resistance. This is now banned as it causes harm to wildlife. Myxomatosis, reducing the rabbit population via a virus which escaped. This virus escaped via insect vector, affecting pets, and resistance was found in myxomatosis. Antibiotic resistance prevents bacterial growth, infections, which was introduced in 1940. Used as medicine, in animal feed, plastic production, and has evolved with changes in allele frequency to the strongest antibiotic superbugs. Mechanisms of antimicrobial resistance. Impermeability, which is the modified cell wall. Modification, which is affecting the antibiotic. Pumping out, which is the removal of the antibiotic. And inactivation, which is the phosphate group affecting metabolism.